focused on Jesus. While with my daughter and family this Christmas week, we watched The Hobbit trilogy. I did not really want to watch it because of all the carnage, but I did, and I found that there were many redeeming messages or analogies within it. Good over evil, light over darkness, slaying the dragon, and on and on. I was especially captivated by one scene. I thought I would see if this scene was talked about online, and it was. Lainey Lachey writes a very good summary, some of which I have copied below. Years before, Smaug had attacked the dwarfish city of Erebor in order to claim their vast riches of gold and gemstones for himself. Chasing the dwarves from their homes, Smaug took up residence in the Lonely Mountain. When the dwarves returned to take back what Smaug had stolen from them, the dragon turns his wrath on the nearby human settlement of Lake Town. He bears down on the shanty village and begins to burn it to the ground. As the inhabitants of Lake Town flee for their survival, racing around in fear and panic, only one man has the courage to stand up to Smaug, a bowman named Bard. Bard climbs to the top of the town's bell tower with his bow and arrows in hand. His arrows are ineffective against the dragon's scales, and in minutes he is out of arrows. It is at this moment that his son, Bane, arrives with a black arrow that has been forged generations ago and is said to be able to kill the dragon. But Smaug has destroyed Bart's bow on his last pass at the bell tower, and he has no way to hurl the arrow at the dragon's heart. Bard has only one choice, to rig up a makeshift bow and balance the black arrow on his son's shoulder. By now, Smaug has become aware of Bard's plan, and he begins to mock the pair of humans. Houses crunch under his weight as he moves in for the kill. The son, Bane, hears the enemy coming from behind, and he turns to look at the dragon. Bard, the bowman, speaks to his son, his voice full of love. "Look at me. You look at me." And Bane turns, locking eyes with his father in a moment of pure trust. Bard sends the black arrow flying straight into the dragon's heart. His aim is true, and Smaug spirals to his death. While Bane and the survivors will have plenty of challenges to overcome, in the end, they are victorious. Revelation 12, 13, and 14 refer to Satan as the dragon, the accuser, that ancient serpent called the devil. In John 8, 44, Jesus, talking to the Jews, talks about Satan being a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. Jesus is talking about Satan in John 10:10 when he says, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they might have life and have it to the full." Like Smaug, the devil talks a big game. He has come to steal, kill, and destroy, and he will stop at nothing to crush our spirit. He wants to lodge a wedge between us and God and prevent us from doing what God has called us to do. That's when we need to have the courage and determination of Bard and Bane in The Hobbit. We need to focus our eyes firmly on Jesus and let him fight and win the battle against the dragon. Like Bane, we just need to show up and let him use us for great things. In 2 Chronicles 20, 12, we read, "Our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power to face this vast army that is attacking us. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you." God's word teaches us to fix our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hebrews 12:1-2. One of my favorite verses is 2 Thessalonians 3:3. It tells us that the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen and protect you from the evil one. In difficult times, with chaos all around us, our Heavenly Father tells us, look at me. Fix your eyes on me. Remember that his Holy Spirit is always with us, his presence in us. We are armed for battle. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. 2 Corinthians 10:4 in the King James Version. Our Heavenly Father, we want to keep our eyes and focus on you. Strengthen us, Holy Spirit, as we read God's Word, as we devote ourselves to prayer and trust you to defeat the dragon in our lives. In your mighty name, Jesus, amen.